Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Impact Vest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. I'm Aisha Williams, the founder and CEO of Impact Vest, and along with our guest host, we aim to inspire and motivate towards collective positive global impact to solve our world's most pressing challenges in sustainability. With each episode, we will engage in insightful conversations with global changemakers, visionaries, and sustainability activists who wish to build a more sustainable and resilient future. Join us now as we create the future of impact. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're having a great start to the new year. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Daniel Amoshi and Simbarashi Tanyawa. Welcome, Daniel and Simbarashi, to our podcast today.
Thank you, Aisha, and hi, everyone. Hi to your chair listeners. I'm Daniel Amoshi, a research assistant at Ashesim University, and I'm glad to join you today. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're very happy to have you on our podcast today. So Daniel, you are the COO of FlySoul, and Simbarashi, you are the CEO of FlySoul. And what was the vision behind launching FlySoul?
Thank you, Aisha. So the whole vision behind FlySoul was the fact that we looked around our surrounding and we saw a challenge and we realized that we had the potential to help solve this problem. And that was because we saw that Africa is growing in population and there's pressure to increase agricultural production. Meanwhile, the food that we produce itself goes into waste, about one-third of that that is produced in Africa and even globally. And we also saw that these waste contribute to about 10% of greenhouse gases, which lead to global warming. And so we also discovered that, okay, there's a potential to tap into an organic system, which is the black soldier fly. And that was able to recycle these organic waste into their body mass. And then we can use it to even solve a more bigger problem, which is the cost of feed in agricultural production. And the cost of feed is actually contributes to about 70% of total poultry production. And so these are the chains of problems that we discovered and saw the potential in what we could do to solve it. And that brought about the whole idea behind FlySoul.
And so you're really a company that revolutionizes insect farming. And where do you see the potential for this product and for this industry? Because we see more and more the issues of food scarcity and really technologies that solve this challenge. So where do you see the future of this industry going?
Thank you. I think the future of this industry, it's more massive and great than probably it is right now. Because we are talking about the whole world fighting for climate change, which this whole project is in great support, that is trying to reduce the organic waste that contribute to this climate change. And we are also talking about the whole population growing and we are looking for more sustainable ways to produce food. And so the whole idea behind this project and this setup, it's more great in terms of contributing to all these challenges that the whole world is becoming more conscious of. And so it would be a great idea to get support and get it even more massive there so that it could give out the best of support that the whole world is fighting towards. Thank you.
And you also integrate the Internet of Things, IoT, into your process. Can you tell us how that's integrated into your company?
Yeah, sure. So we have understand that the world is evolving and we need to be more efficient in the way we do things. And so to make things more efficient, incorporating both technology and nature, we need to find a connecting point. And IoT and computer vision it's the next set of things that the world is moving toward. The world is moving towards AI, IoT, computer vision, and all that. And so we realized that we can't rely on just our natural effort, or we can't just rely on our human effort to monitor and control all the environmental conditions that are necessary for growing these black soldier flies. And that was why we had to incorporate this computer vision so that we can be able to use AI to monitor whatever conditions we are setting up for the growing of these black soldier fly. And then with that assistance, we can be able to maximize and get better results than we could have used just human effort to do.
Thank you. And Zivarashi, in your background, you have worked quite a lot in the fields of energy, agriculture, healthcare. And can you tell us a bit about renewable energy systems, your background in this, and how it informed your pathway to become CEO of Faisal?
Okay, so, thank you very much. So basically, my journey started when I did the research in my second year of university on the impacts and the usage of the oil as a fuel. And I found out that although a lot of problems have been highlighted concerning the usage of oil as a fuel, it is still the most used resource. And then I had to dig deeper as to why is it still currently the most used fuel, regardless of its numerous environmental impacts. And then I found out that, oh, it's because people just say, okay, let's move to renewable sources, but there is no a tangible technology that can be used to have these renewable energy sources. Because as I found out that the technology to harvest renewable sources are mainly expensive, and most of the times, because of the nature of renewable energy, like solar, wind, it's variable and stochastic, and it becomes unreliable for someone to invest those huge amounts into the technology and then not get the reliability that they can get from oil that they are used to be using. So as a result, I tried to develop a solution as my final project, to a solution that can be used to improve the attractiveness of these renewable energy technologies by improving their reliability and also their resistance to these stochastic changes of renewable sources energy. So as a result, I developed an energy management system that can automatically switch between the different sources to minimize the usage of these fossil fuels that cause the environmental effects. And then while looking in these fields, I saw that there was a potential use of these renewable energy sources in healthcare. Some clinics are in offshore places, in remote places, and they need these renewable sources to be powered. And then also I saw the potential impact of these renewable energy sources in agriculture. And then I came across Daniel and Daniel and Munash's project, and so the its significance in improving this agriculture and sustainability. And as a result, since it was my vision to see a sustainable agriculture environment, I then joined them to see how we can then improve this project to solve the bigger issue in agriculture and improve the food security in Africa at large. Thank you.
Yes, and so it's so inspiring to see both of you really tackle this head on. And can you tell our audience a bit about the usage of machine learning, Daniel, because this is part of your background as well?
Thank you. So when we talk about machine learning, we are talking about using technologies like the computer vision, the Internet of Things, and AI to be able to look at existing systems and then learn through the whole process to understand how best it can be able to maximize the subsequent follow-up outcome that would probably happen. So it uses existing learning and be able to predict what it could possibly or what could possibly happen. And based on that prediction, it can be able to suggest or recommend more favorable procedures that should be taken to get certain outcome. And that was necessary in our whole system design because we are working on black soldier flies, which are sensitive to environmental conditions. And these conditions include temperature, humidity, light intensity, and the moisture of even the organic waste they are consuming. And so we can't monitor all these conditions with just our human effort. And so we needed an AI system that would be able to study these things and over time it will now be able to even work without you inputting or suggesting any of these things so that you can get maximum output. Thank you.
And so this is really an exciting future that we have the intersection of engineering and technology, AI, machine learning, to be able to revolutionize insect farming and really solve the climate crisis challenges of our day and many other challenges that we face as a global society. And where do you see the future for FlySoul in terms of scaling, in terms of vision of different areas that you may want to go into?
Thank you. So FlySoul, we are looking at deploying FlySoul not just on household basis, but we are looking at deploying it both from household basis to commercial setups where we have farmers having their own commercial farm setups and they need maybe these cheap organic protein feed for their poultry farms or pigs farms or even wherever these plots of their fly might be very needed. And so we are looking at those setups as well. We are also looking at even partnering with these waste setup systems so that we can collect some of the commercial and metropolitan waste, organic waste, where we can recycle them to help solve these challenges of them having to deposit them at landfills and they result into all these greenhouse gas emissions. And even on other scales too, we are looking at canteens, cafeterias, in universities, campuses, in large market spaces, and anywhere that organic waste can be available or can be found available. So that is where we are looking at exploring this particular technology. But we are also looking at developing the technology such that it can be more mobile so that in either cases, whether you want to set it up at an advantage point where you can have all these waste come readily available to you, or you can move the system to wherever these waste are so that you can have it deployed there and you can get your result. Thank you.
And so it's such a crucial issue, and how do we reuse waste? How do we think about waste removal? And how do we ensure that we build a sustainable future that we could actually have a circular economy? Right. And so I think the work that both of you are doing is so important for us to be able to build a circular economy future, having in the forefront of our minds that first we have to think about how we reuse waste and how we remove waste. Right. And so are there any final thoughts that you would like to leave with our speakers about your mission and vision and what you would like to say about how our global society can get more involved into waste removal and the circular economy?
Okay, let me go first so that Simbarashi will pull up. Yes, so I think looking at the trajectory of things and looking at where we are heading towards globally, we need to be more conscious of how we can be able to handle our ecosystem so that we wouldn't have a very disastrous failure in terms of when you even look at Africa and more particular in Ghana, we've been at the hotspot of climate change impact. And so how can we be able to mitigate this, not just short-term, but for long-term impact? And that is by looking at how all these contributing factors to this greenhouse gas emission can be controlled. And that is exactly what FlySoul is trying to solve. And we are not just solving this on a more small scale, but we are looking at how we can also incorporate technologies that are readily available and that are also more friendly and user-friendly to all stakeholders so that we can be able to maximize our results and get the impact that we want to get. And more also, we are looking at solving a more bigger problem, which is even about making food more available to everyone. And from what I stated earlier, that the cost of food or even poultry production has forced many poultry farmers to close down their poultry farms. And so if we can find a more sustainable source of feed for these poultry farmers, then we are solving a more bigger problem for them so that they can keep their business running. At the same time, we are solving a bigger problem of handling climate change. And that is what we are trying to marry together at FLYSO. And so supporting our vision would be a great thing. And any resources that would be made available to help us get this vision through, I think would help the whole group solve a more bigger challenging problem. So I'll hand it over to Simbarash.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Adding on to what Daniel said, I think he also emphasized on the fact that we are not only solving the waste problem, we're actually solving the waste problem and converting that waste into very, very useful product, that is the poultry feed in form of the maggot and then the fresh fertilizer, which is an organic fertilizer that can be used in place of the inorganic fertilizers, which also damage the soil over time. So communities and societies can partner with us in this journey as we are solving two major issues, that is waste management and also food security, which is a major problem in Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Simbarashe and Daniel, for the great work that you're doing. And we're so happy to have you in our alliance and support you and follow your work. And we're very happy to have you back on our podcast and to cheer you on and really support you in the work that you're doing. So thank you very much for your vision.
Thank you, Aisha, for having us. And thank you to your dear listeners too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Impact Vest podcast, Transformative Global Innovation in a New Era of Impact. Join us next week for another episode and become part of our Impact Vest newsletter community, where you will receive all of the latest updates about our work in this new era of innovative impact finance. See you next week as we create the future of finance at Impact Vest.